Truckers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny as happy rainbow sparkle sunshine. I'm sorry, y'all. I might have taken a little bit of a hiatus and didn't really say anything. Shit just happens. Life, we'll get into it into the program. But this here's the Hollywood Hick. You're listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Throw a / listen behind it. You're going to get all the fabulous programming right here on the Crab Diving Network, okay? Also, before we get into things and I start explaining where I've been at, but now I'm back, don't be worrying, don't fret, keep your head, people, it's coming. But you can also find me on the Twitters. I'm going to start twitting, I hope, but that's at the H. Wood Hick. And you can also find the Facebook page, facebook.com/ The Hollywood Hick, okay? Look on there, and you'll see Hollywood Hick posting things, because I'm going to try to start posting things, because I need to come into this digital age, I reckon, okay? Okay, all right. What I'm saying is, y'all, sorry, I've been away for a little bit. I didn't realize how long I was looking. I didn't even look at the date. I was scared. I'm going to look at it right now. I haven't even looked to see when the last time I recorded one of these was. I'm going to tell y'all right here, oh my God, it has been like 2 months of no Hollywood Hick. I don't know what the fuck happened other than the fact one of my problems, and I'll just touch on this briefly because I could go on about this for an entire Hollywood Hick program about how much I can't stand these people. They are like right up there with the Apple motherfuckers that can fucking, I want to punch in the throat. But what I'm talking about is I had like 2.5 of those weeks where I didn't have no motherfucking internets up in here on account of AT&T is a bunch of fucking mouth breathing morons came out here. Send a dude out who did absolutely mother trucking nothing. There's not enough dolly in the world to help that motherfucker. And then the other dude comes out, and because just this is how I am, I like start asking questions. And so I finally got the second dude who showed up to admit that the first dude who showed up after I waited all day, he didn't even let me know he was here. He was trying to do shit outside supposedly, but according to the second dude, he didn't even do nothing, then blah blah blah, whatever. So now my internet is a bunch of fucking shit, and I'm gonna have to find a new internet, people. And I don't want to have to do that, because that means I have to take a half a day off of my life to sit up in here and wait on some dude who's gonna show up at the end of his window and still take 2 hours to do something that should take 10 minutes. But what I'm saying is, AT&T, I'm about to kick you bitch asses to the motherfucking curb, and it's gonna feel so fucking good not to have any of my dollars going to AT&T no mo. I don't give a fuck if it's gonna cost me more money. I'm at that point. I have a lifestyle to maintain, and if you cannot keep me some internets up in here, you can suck a mother trucking fart right out of my mother trucking ass. Okay? Okay. All right. Now, we're going to talk about something much more happy, because in this time that I have been away from the Crab Diving Network here, and sorry about that, really, I don't know what the fuck happened. It's just, I don't know, things, life, this lifestyle I have to maintain, you know, this place I go to every day likes to straight up suck all the brother's life. I can't talk. See, look, I haven't done this in so long, I can't even talk. I couldn't talk before. I don't even know what I'm talking about. But what I want to say is, in this time, because it's taken how long for my girl to make it to the movie screen? I think I had told y'all on the last one how fucking tits awesome that movie is. I mean, aside from the fact that her hair needed to be bigger, I still can't. I got past the titties, y'all. I can't believe it, but I got past the titties. It's possible. It's possible. But I did not get past the hair. I could, like, it needs to be bigger. They can't get lady superhero hair right in any movie ever. It drives me crazy. Like, all them X-Men movies, they ain't done Storm's hair justice once. Not once. Her hair is supposed to be like the weather. Like, when she goes storm crazy and starts using her storm powers, her hair is supposed to look like a storm cloud floating there in the air around her. I don't know why they can't make that in the movies. They got all this technology to do things, and they can't make lady superhero hair right. I don't get it. But her hair's flat. And there's even one scene at the end of the movie where it's like she like rises up. Hope I ain't spoiling nothing. But if you ain't seen it by now, too bad, because I feel like the window has been open long enough. It's time to shut it. I can talk about it now, right? But like she rises up when she's like finding all her powers, fighting Ares, right? And her hair on the top is flat as a book. It's like a book on its side. It is so flat. I've seen the movie 3 times, right? At the movie theater. So I look, and the first time I didn't notice as much because I was like so fascinated about everything going on, because I was so excited that they actually made a good movie about my girl, because I have been in love with the Wonder Woman since the 3rd grade. Not just Linda Carter, but the whole character, the whole everything. I like what she stands for. I like the fact that she's foxy as fuck and will beat the fuck out of you and will not think twice about doing it. And then she'll turn around and like scoop up a child and save it. But What I'm talking about is Wonder Woman is fucking killing it at the mother trucking box office. And it is made. Here we go. Let me get back onto my thing. Because, see, look. Also, because my internet is so fucking shitty up in here. I honestly, for the money I pay, this shit should be working like fucking crazy. In this goddamn country with these people with this FCC, whoever the fuck you are, who wants to like keep the internets down, you can kiss my mother trucking butt. Because also here, this stupid fucking Apple product that I have in my hand, I was like, I'll just use the iPad, right? Nope. The fucking Safari on here don't work worth a damn no more. So here I gotta go try to reload. Hold on, y'all. If my motherfucking internet has done gone out a motherfucking again, I swear to motherfucking Dolly and all that is fucking holy within the world that Dolly resides, I swear. Okay, find a mother trucking leave, right? Gee, bus. But says right here on something called comic book, must be some comic book website, but Wonder Woman done beat Frozen with the new box office total up here in America. I don't think it's worldwide because Frozen made all kind of monies all over the place. But up here in America, Wonder Woman is fucking tits killing it, tits killing it, tits, tits, tits killing it. What I'm saying, should be big hair killing it, should be big superhero lady hair so that whenever she kicks somebody in the fucking gut, all you see is fucking fabulous hair. Follow it up and give them a big old middle finger of fabulous hair flying in their face as they go flying across the room to smash into something. I'm just saying it's all right. Well, says right here, Wonder Woman continues to beat box office predictions, and the latest to fall to the Amazon comes from the House of the Mouse. And fuck Disney, by the way, because, you know, sometimes Disney just does some underhanded things like I'm just saying it's all right. Well, says right here, Wonder Woman has hit the 400.5 million dollar mark as of yesterday. I don't know. I think that was like several days ago. I don't know how current. I mean, this is like 4 or 5 days old article. So maybe she's even made more money by now, which she probably has, because people still going out to see this shit, right? But since by the end of that day, it would have surpassed Disney's juggernaut Frozen in domestic box office. Frozen got 400,738,009 million. Wonder Woman will probably have a bigger gap, or leave a bigger gap, it says, before then. So now Wonder Woman took Frozen's number 26 spot. It says right here, see, Frozen got like 1.2 billion worldwide. Wonder Woman's only at 795 million, but that's still a lot of money. The thing that's good about that is, want me to tell you what's good about that? You want me to tell you what's tits awesome about that? What's tits awesome about that is now they're going to be fast-tracking a sequel, and that fucker better be just as good, if not better. And they need to bring in the present day. I like the World War I shit. I didn't know if I was going to like that up front, but then you know what? I figured out. I kind of was down with it. It sort of made sense. But now they got to bring her into present. And that's when she's going to swoop in and do some serious Wonder Woman fucking some shit up is what I'm hoping is fixing to happen. But what I'm saying is, basically, Wonder Woman is fucking killing it. And I cannot be fucking happier because that means now I'm going to get Wonder Woman things. And there's Wonder Woman everywhere. If this happened when I was in the third grade, I would be fucking insufferable because there's Wonder Woman shit everywhere. I got Wonder Woman posters up in my office. I don't give up. Fuck. I put them over. I have an office mate. I made him put Wonder Woman posters over his desk because I didn't have any wall space left because I got Best of the Whorehouse in Texas, Smokey and the Bandit, and my Britney Spears Crossroad movie poster where I put the three crazy faces of Britney across the three girls because it's much more funny that way. And I like watching people's reaction when they get an eyeball on it because they don't really notice it at first. And then all of a sudden they realize I put three crazy Britney heads on there and it's not Taryn Manning, Zoe Saldana, and the one and only Miss Britney Spears, one of the guiltiest pleasures of guilty pleasures ever. But I digress there. So, so what I'm doing is here, like, I needed to probably explain this to all y'all because I ain't explained it yet. I just get to run in my mouth. You know, that's how I just do this. I just turn this thing on and start talking and reading things off of the internets and commenting on it and just being a fucking general jackass for the most part. But I figured since I've been gone so long, I didn't realize it was 2 fucking months. I'm such a fucking moron. Sorry, y'all. Like, that's bad. That's just bad. But what I'm saying is I'm going to fill the gap because there's some things I need to wrap up. Like, one of the things I need to wrap up. So we're going to get into the thing I need to wrap up most on account of I've been talking about this and talking about this, and I'm still upset about this. I'm still so mother trucking upset about this. But what I'm saying is, Bill motherfucking Cosby, that grossest person ever. It is well documented how gross I think it is, just how horrible, awful, hateful, worst person ever, bitch ass bitch of a motherfucker. I just can't. I just mother trucking can't, right? Well, so I come up over here on this thing. Motherfucker. Oh, I think I saved it over here. Here we go. See, I was about to blame this iPad, and I couldn't blame the iPad this time because I saved it in the wrong spot on account of, you know, sometimes I drink too much, and I put things in places that I think are logical, and they're really not. They're really not, but that's just me, y'all. That's just the Hollywood hick right here on the Crab Diving Network coming at you. Ear holes with all my idiocy. But what I got right here, we're gonna go through this real quick. And I like about this thing I found, it's like this little timeline on that rap website. I like this, the rap website. It's good, right? So it kind of takes us through the chronology of the controversies that have tarnished the legacy of one of Hollywood's most beloved performers, bitch ass, bitch of a bitch, grossest person ever put on this planet. Gross, 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 horrible, awful, drugging and raping Mr. Bill Cosby. I'm just saying is all. Who got off on a fucking mistrial? All it took was one stupid ass man to fuck it all up. Like, it's like, he's like, well, we'll get to it. Like, I'm like jumping to the end right here at the beginning. But if y'all don't know the end of this story already, then y'all have not been paying attention. But you should have been paying attention because it's awful. And if anybody ever takes this man seriously again, I swear between what we got for a president right now and this, because, you know, a hick just fucking can't. Bill Cosby scandal timeline from first accusation to mistrial. So first thing, in 2014, Miss Christina Rulli accused him of sexually assaulting her when she was 22. That was back in 1965, y'all. This shit started in 1965. He'd been drugging and raping since 1965. I'm just saying. Then, next thing you know, he had to admit to paying $100,000 to a woman named Sean Burks to keep secret an extramarital affair that they had in the 70s. And then he still denies that his love child by her. He has like a 22-year-old daughter, but he acts like he doesn't because he's such a fine, upstanding citizen, this Mr. Bill Cosby, gross-ass, gross bitch. Then March of 2000, Lachelle Covington files a police report claiming Cosby touched her inappropriately, but nobody brought any charges because he was fucking rich and famous and probably bought his way out of it like he probably sold out one of his children to the National Enquirer again. It's what the fuck he does. Awful, hateful, horrible, awful person. Then in May of 2004, he delivered his famous pound cake speech at the NAACP Awards, where he criticized too permissive parenting by African Americans. And then I love how he made this whole speech about how people need to pull their pants up and not be horrible and shit. And he's also probably the most horrible person in the room. No, he had to be the most horrible person in the room, if not in the state, if not in the country, if not in the world at that time. And then I love my thing. It was like a judge later cited it during his deposition set, saying when they were unsealing his deposition, saying if you're gonna take that moral high ground, motherfucker, then we're gonna find out what the fuck you've been hiding up in your closet, bitch ass bitch of a gross bitch. Moving on. So then in January 13 of 2005, that's when Andrea Constant is the one he was on trial for just now. They brought that back up. She's had made her accusations. Then she filed her civil suit, right? Because she had 12 people backing her ass up. And that's when he's I'll do some things. Then all this shit came back up in October of 2014. This has been going on for almost 3 motherfucking years since he did this. I can't believe this, right? Well, so then Hannibal Buress was doing a stand-up show where he basically said that he said you are a rapist because that's what he is, a motherfucking rapist, right? So then that went viral, bullshit there. Then everybody started coming out the woodwork, and people made fun. Janice Dickinson, she was one crazy ass America's Next Top Model old judge over there when Tyra Banks had a show that was good still, but her crazy ass had accused him of it, and she had talked about it before, so she was legit. She had talked about it on Howard Stern. She wrote about it in a book. Then they made her pull the chapter out. She had proof of all. She had the fucking receipts. She had the fucking receipts, right? Then in November 18th of 2014, Netflix canceled his ass, right? Bye, Felicia. Good. Then in November 19 of 2014, the NBC dropped his ass, and under the chairman named Robert Greenblatt, he explained that this had reached critical mass, and he was like, I ain't touching this motherfucker with a nothing. Get bye, Felicia. Everybody's bye, Felicia, in his ass right then, right? Then in November, I think that's the same day. Yeah. On the same day, November 19, 2014, TV Land pulled the Cosby Show reruns because nobody wants to sit there. You look at that now, some of the stuff he did on there, I'm just saying, it just you what would you know now if you apply it to what you see from back then? You see things. I'm just saying, right? Then a couple of days later, November 21st, he received a standing ovation down in Florida. Of course, Florida fucking Florida. Always Florida, ain't it? Like, you think, as soon as you think Florida's got out the weeds, nope, next thing you know, something happens. And that's where the fucking crab diving boys live now. And now they're down there in crazy town. So I'm, I hope they're doing okay in crazy fucking town of Florida. Because, you know, I'm always talking about Florida. I think I got a good Florida story for the end of the program today, if I don't run my mouth too long about some of the things. Because I have 2 months of things to cover. I'm going to have to do this in like 2 or 3 episodes. Y'all might get a lot of Hollywood hickory out of the gate. But I got time to make up for it, right? Got a frog up in my throat this evening. Well, then this said blah, 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 blah. Whatever. Then, okay, right after that one in Florida, though, I got lost, y'all. I got lost. I went on a tangent, got lost, and it's like a little itty-bitty paragraph, and I could not find my place. I'm rusty as fuck, right? Well, then apparently after this Florida show, the rest of the tour was plagued by cancellations, hecklers, and protests. Good, good, and gooder. I'm just saying is all. Whoever's in this ad between these little slides on this thing, though, is one of the ugliest motherfuckers I have ever laid eyes on. I'm just saying. Somebody named Ann Dowd and the role of her career. Well, whatever role this is, it was not about being pretty. I don't even know what it is. I ain't clicking on it. Well, moving back to this, I can digress better than a motherfucker ever, right? Well, then on here, December 26th of 2014, Judd Apatow came out, the guy who makes all them movies with like Seth Rogen and all those funny movies and shit, basically saying guys who rape a lot are not cool. And I cannot say that I agree with anybody more because it's straight up true. Then Felicia Rashad in January 6th of 2015, right? She played his wife on two different television programs, right? Cosby Show and the one he had with Madeline Kahn. Rest in peace, girl. I'm glad you didn't know what that we know now, because if you had known, well, whatever. I hope you didn't know what we know now and you were still on his program, because I love you, Madeline Kahn. That's what I'm saying. But she was standing by him, and I think she sort of backed off. Like, I think she's just finally got quiet. She didn't like say, I denounce him, or I am not standing for this, and I can't put up with this kind of shit. She like Rudy'd it, because you know, Rudy went with him to the courthouse. We probably gonna get to that. We only halfway through this fucking story. This shit goes on and on and on, right? Well, whatever. We know how I feel about one Miss Felicia Rashad now, because I think she's full of shit, because she always tried to be this like empowering woman, but yet this dude is like doing everything to not empower women. Just saying. Then on May 15th of 2015, Cosby breaks his silence on the allegations in an interview with ABC's Good Morning America. He says, I've been in the business for 52 years and have never seen anything like this. You know why? Because nobody else has done this shit, or at least done it and got caught. You were roofying women left and right and just like doing whatever. Sucking. These are just the ones we know about, too. The like, what, 100 or something like that? It's ridiculous. It's like, shut up. Shut. There's ugly lady again. All right. Then July 6th, 2015, a judge makes public Cosby's 2005 deposition from the Andrew Constant civil suit. In the documents, Cosby admits to obtaining Quaaludes. Admits it. That's the part I don't understand, is when it gets to the part of the retrial or mistrial. I don't understand. It's like he says he does it. Like, that's the thing, what's going on in the world right now, is people are just like, as long as I say I didn't do it, then it means I didn't do it. But you already had said you did it, and then you can't unsay what you already said. So you said you did it, and then now you're trying to take it back. I just can't. But he admits to obtaining Quaaludes to give to young women he intended to have sexy times with. That's what it says right here, because we know that's true. Then July 7th of 2015, and BET-owned Centric Networks pull all reruns. So he's getting pulled off of everything at this point. Good. Then on July 14th of 2015, after months of defending her friend against his accusers on The View, co-host Whoopi Goldberg flip-flopped on Cosby, because she goes, all of the information points to guilt. Like, even somebody who was like an adamant supporter, because she's like, this is not the man I know, because he never did it to her, I don't know why, but because maybe she didn't fit the profile. But what I'm saying is, she went on to say, she said, all of the information that's out there kind of points to guilt. Her reversal follows other former Cosby backers like singer Jill Scott. Like, all these people were trying to back him, and then all of a sudden they were like, oh, fuck, another one, oh, fuck, another one, oh, fuck, another one, oh, fuck, another one. Grossest person ever, that Bill Cosby. Gross, 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 gross. July 18th of 2015, after obtaining the full 1,000-page deposition from the Constant case, the New York Times publishes excerpts that detail his history of womanizing with women as young as 19. Yeah, like, he was saying some horrible, horrible, horrible things. Like, he is a horrible person. He just straight up admits it. And then he like, and then he does all this weird gobbledygook speech. That's the thing that always like always fucking freaked me out. You read these depositions and he's just like talks and talks and talks about absolutely fucking nothing, thinking it's just gonna like he like tries to trump you, like Trump with his tweets, where he's like trying to fucking get you to like just not like realize what else is going on that's super bad by tweeting horrible things like takes transsexuals out of the military, which like I don't even think he believes that. I just think he knew that was a good fucking deflection from the other fucking nonsense, because I think that's the same day that dude's house, Manafort or whatever his name is, house got raided. That's a different story. That's too current, because we're just going further back than that, because we ain't caught up there yet. And plus, I'm not talking that story. I can digress. All right, back to the story. Then, in December 21st of 2015, a week after Cosby filed a countersuit for defamation against seven of his accusers, which gets tossed the fuck out, because you're like, you're fucking lying. The comedian sued model Beverly Johnson for defamation. In the complaint filed in Los Angeles Superior Court, Cosby's lawyers accused Johnson of trying to push herself back into the limelight with a false allegation that he drugged her and attempted to have sex with her. Like, yeah, because that's what people want to know. It's like, she wants everybody to know that you're fucking ugly, drugging and raping gross ass had tried to fucking, like, rape her at. Like, I just, like, I can't, like, just the arrogance and the fucking tomfoolery and the bullshit shenanigans and untoward nonsense and just bullshit. Well, then cut to December 30th of 2015, Cosby was arraigned on felony charges of criminal sexual assault stemming from a purported incident more than a decade ago in Pennsylvania by a former Temple University employee. That's that Andrea Constant. We know this all too well. So they finally, like, charged his ass with something. Finally, after how many years of drugging and raping? It's ridiculous. Then in February of 2016, Pennsylvania Judge Stephen O'Neill denies Cosby lawyer's request to have the criminal sexual assault charges dismissed because you said in a deposition that he read that you do this. So what would make you think that you should just get off scot-free? Like, whatever, he did get off. Well, whatever, he's getting tried again. But fuck, pisses me off. In February 19 of 2016, he dropped his defamation lawsuit against Beverly Johnson because whose credibility was in the fucking lowest parts of the shitter? Like, I don't even think there's a part of the shitter low enough where his fucking bullshit reputation is now, asshole. Then in March 24th of 2016, Montgomery County District Judge Elizabeth McHugh finds a preliminary hearing that there's enough evidence to for the criminal trial to proceed because there is... I don't understand. Then February 24th of 2017, this here year, the judge rules only one of the, this is the bullshit. It's like, why can't these other women like paint the pattern? But he said only one lady of the 13 other accusers protesters had planned to call to the stand may testify at the criminal trial. The unnamed woman was previously employed by Cosby, by his Cosby's agent over at WME bullshit. I hope I think they did drop his ass. You had to, like, people can't touch that. May 16th of 2017, Cosby says in an interview with Sirius XM radio host Michael Smerkonich that he likely will not testify at the trial. Of course not. He's not going to fucking, like, guilty people never testify, but they still get off sometimes. I don't get it. May 19, 2017, Montgomery County Judge Thomas DeRicci and Stephen O'Neill bar all electric communications from the courthouse. Boring part. Who cares? You should have put some cameras up in there so we could have seen what the fuck was going on. Then on May 24th, a jury is selected for the trial. Following Cosby's assertion that race could be a factor in the decision, the jury is made up of 4 white women, 6 white men, 1 black woman, and 1 black man. I don't know what that has to do with anything. I hope they could all be impartial. That's your fucking job, right? Then in June 5th of 2017, the criminal trial begins in Norristown, Pennsylvania, right? Then on June 17th, 2017, after 5 days and 52, like, but you should, like, this didn't even go into, like, the shit, like, and I've talked about it on here before, too, but, like, the shit that came out during the trial, like, what people were saying, it's fucking, he's a horrible person. The way he, like, manipulates and he's just a fucking, like, it's like, I'm telling you, I've said it before, I will say it again, Richard Pryor's wife said it, right? Fucking Richard was dirty on the outside and clean on the inside, and Cosby is clean on the outside and just downright nasty ass motherfucking, I paraphrase here, the Hollywood Hicks style, just gross on the inside. But after 5 days and 52 hours of deliberations, the 12-person jury is unable to reach a unanimous verdict and a mistrial is declared because of one dude. I read it all over everything. One motherfucking dude, right? One motherfucking dude. And that's it. Bull fucking shit. And then this is my favorite part of the whole motherfucking thing right here. After it happened, oops, wrong thing. Where'd it go? Oh, I must have saved it over here. Hold, please. This right here, this part of the whole motherfucking thing just is what chapped my ass. I think this might have been the part that just chapped my ass the mother trucking most. Oh, y'all, I'm just saying. The Hollywood right here, the Hollywood. I can't even talk. It upsets me so. The Hollywood hick was about ready to punch a bitch in the fucking throat. That's just, I just couldn't, right? But after it was all said and done, he got mistrialed, right? Because one dude was a holdout who's trying to say, like, fucking, like, ladies aren't to be believed or some shit like that. It's bullshit. Fucking bullshit. I'm just saying it's all. Like, Taylor Swift just got fucking, she got her dude. She's like, she won her $1 for him grabbing her ass during a meet and greet. He won't ever grab a girl's ass at a meet and greet again. I'd guarantee that. Although, that's another story. We might get into that one later, but that's way too root current for this program, right? But Bill Cosby was going to have fucking town hall meetings basically to fucking tell people how to get off of sexual assault. That's what he said. Like, but then they were like, oh, that's, again, it's like they say it and then they go, oh, that's not what we said. Like, that's rampant everywhere. Our president does it all the fucking time. Everybody does it all the fucking time. Like, Charlottesville just got fucking crazy town happened to it, right? And people are like, oh, I'm not that crazy racist yelling out the fucking holding torches and yelling at Jewish people and saying black people should be killed and stuff like that. It's like, I just can't. Like, no, that's that. I see the picture of you there doing it, sugar. So you know what that means? If it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, guess what the fuck it is? It's a goddamn motherfucking duck, bitch ass. But dumbass Cosby, I can't even get into Charlottesville right now. That would just make me, every inner hell no I'd got would just be shooting out of everything I can right now with the world. It's too much. But Bill Cosby was going to have these stupid ass town halls where he basically told people how to like commit sexual assault. And then they were like, oh, that's not what we meant. There's this headline over on the Jezebel, where it says Bill Cosby town hall meetings are apparently not about sexual assault, which is what they had originally said. Like, so you have to go on this because, you know, I love the Jezebel people, right? But since on June 17th, a mistrial was declared in the sexual assault trial of fatherly actor and comedian Bill Cosby. Soon thereafter, Cosby's publicity team announced that their client would hold a series of town hall meetings across the country to discuss sexual assault prevention. Now, however, they're backing away from this narrative and instead claiming that this tour is first and foremost about restoring Cosby's legacy, right? Apparently, his publicist named Ebony Benson is reframing the purpose of this town hall, like after they fucking said, this is what they said. This is my favorite. This is what they basically said. Where'd it go? Is it down here? Oh, yeah, it's further down here. There's some dude, basically his last name is Wyatt. I don't know who he is. I should have read more up here and we would know exactly who he is. But this is one of his representatives. This is a direct representative of Mr. Gross-ass, gross man himself, Bill Cosby, right? Says this is a bigger issue. This is a quote too by the mother trucking way, right? This is a bigger issue than Bill Cosby. You know, this issue can affect any young person, especially athletes today. And they need to know what they're facing when they're hanging out and partying, when they're doing certain things that they shouldn't be doing. And it also affects, you know, married men. So, yes, like when you're going out slipping people roofies so that you can go over there and suck on their toes and poke about them while they're passed out and play doctor or something. I don't get it. I don't, like, if you want to play gynecologist or something, is that why you played a gyno on the fucking Cosby Show all those years? So that you can fucking, like, because you have a fascination with, like, making ladies pass out so you can poke around their pussy? I don't get it. I just don't fucking get it, right? But that's like, that's what it's saying. But then this Benson woman, Ebony, she says, the laws are changing. Laws are changing. The statute of limitations for victims of sexual assault are being extended. So this is why people need to be educated on a brush against the shoulder. Like, she's comparing what this motherfucker did to a brush against the shoulder. I just can't. I don't even know how any rational person could wrap their brain around that logic and think that somebody like me wouldn't stand there and go, like, you're so fucking full of shit that you're fucking drowning in a fucking vat of diarrhea shit. I'm just saying, that was gross as fuck. Sorry, y'all. But whatever. I'm just saying. And she ain't done there. She goes, you know, anything at this point could be considered sexual assault. It's very, it's a good thing to be educated about the law. Like, it's a good thing to be educated about, like she's basically saying, like, she's saying basically that the statute of limitations is extending so that if you're going to do your sexual assault, you better be really, really, really sly about it. And we're going to take you to a town hall meeting and tell you how to be sly about it and get away with it. Like, there's a rich, famous comedian named Mr. Bill Gross-Ass, Gross Motherfucking Bitch-Ass Bitch Cosby, right? Well, after they said all that stuff and everybody's like, you people are straight up fucking nuts. They come out and they say, when we initially talked about the town hall meetings, it was about restoration of legacy, much to what Mr. Cosby spoke on in her Camille, her bitch ass turned the other cheek. Fucking, she knew this shit was going on. She didn't do fucking shit. She's the worst kind of worst ever. She's just as bad as him as far as I'm concerned, because she let it happen. I'm just saying it's out. But she goes on. Much to what Mrs. Cosby spoke on in her statement is the sensationalism brought on by the media. Mm-hmm. Because all these women started coming out saying, you know what, we're not going to fucking take it anymore. And we're going to fucking call him to the goddamn carpet. And that's what the fuck they did. I'm just saying it's out. And then like now they're like, oh, how dare you drudge up history. You know what? Fuck you. Fuck you. She goes, this is another example of that. To take something meant to talk about the restoration of this man's legacy that was destroyed by the media before he even had a chance to step into the courtroom. That's what this is about. That is not what the fuck you said down here when you were saying shit like basically saying like we need to go teach athletes how to fucking be a rapist and get away with it so that they can, like, you know, this affects married men too. That's what they said. And basically the laws are changing. You know, the laws are changing. We got to teach you how to, like, work around these laws so that you don't get caught, so that you don't get in trouble like this Mr. Cosby. You know, he just raped one too many, apparently. Luckily we got a fucking jackass bitch ass bitch of a motherfucker who will just sit there and try to pretend like shit like this don't ever happen in the fucking world we live in, and then just go ahead and let this dude get off because he's the one juror who can't fucking goddamn reconcile the fact that women might have a fucking say too. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Just saying it's out, right? Okay, I can't talk about this anymore. Making me crazy. Making me cray mother trucking Z. Oh, let's talk about this. Is this another one of these timelines? Like, see, I found these timeline things because it's like, fuck, I got so much to say. I got to get it all in one go. But do I want to talk about that? I talked about that. Oh, where is the one? This we'll talk about this on the next one. Let's just talk about this because sometimes I just like to talk about this jackass because I can't stand this dude. He's this actor fellow, what's his name, Miles Teller. He's like was in some drum movie where he was playing the drums with that bald-headed fella that yelled at him all the time. The bald-headed one won an Oscar, whatever. But he's a fucking jackass as far as I'm concerned. Whenever I see him, I was like, he did something about him. It just makes me want to punch him in the face. Every time I see him on something, I can't watch him in movies. I want to punch him in the face. I can't watch him on TV. I want to punch him in the face, right? I just see, like, I read things about him. He just seems so smug and just like a fucking, just the kind of dude that you just constantly want to punch in the fucking face. I don't like him. He's one of those people too who acts like he is super good looking, but he ain't good looking. I don't care what nobody fucking says. He might have a nice body, but I don't care. You can't fix that face. I don't give a fuck. That's just how that works, right? But back in, how long ago was this? See, like, I got months of shit to go over. See, like, you want to know, this was back back on June the 20th. This was back, so like a month or so ago. Maybe a little more than a month ago. I don't fucking know. Over a month ago. Month and a half ago, right? Well, he got arrested down in San Diego for being a drunken jackass outside of a bar. And now this is one of the issues I got with people these days, right? If you're going to go and do shit, especially if you're going to go and do some drunken shenanigans, we've all done some drunken shenanigans. I, myself, have had more than one run-in with the popo because of some drunken shenanigans. And you know what? I own my drunken shenanigans. I go, you know what? I don't do that no more because I used to commit drunken shenanigans and then I get myself in trouble or it would shut down the party or whatever because I like took it just one step too far and my idea of fun did not jive with the police. And guess who wins in that situation? Every mother trucking time, right? Well, this dumbass, he says right here on the TMZ, you know, I love me some beloved TMZ. I've still been reading the TMZ even though I ain't been talking to y'all, but I'm back. I apologize, but I'm back, right? Well, says Miles Teller blames Barr for overserving him before arrest, right? Yeah, so now it's the bar's fault. I've always had an issue with this overserving thing. It's like bartenders are busy sometimes too. It's like, especially in a really super crowded bar, they're just slinging drinks. So if you're not fucking completely shit-faced, like, and a lot of people can hold it to fucking gather long enough to get another drink, and then they go off and do their fucking drunken shenanigans. So you can't always blame the fucking bartender. Sometimes you got to have something called personal accountability, Miles. Okay, sugar? It's called personal accountability. It ain't everybody else's fault when you do some drunk ass bullshit, right? You know who done did that? You done did that. That's what happened, right? Well, it says right here on the TMZ, Miles Teller blames the San Diego bar for overserving him and putting him in a state that got him arrested, right? This video was shot, blah, blah, at the PB Shore Club, the place Miles and his buddies were partying Saturday night. TMZ done went broke the story. Miles got so drunk he attracted the attention of a cop who saw him on a sidewalk, nearly falling into traffic. He was so Cootie Brown drunk, he stumbled out towards traffic. The cop was like, I can't witness this and not do something about it. That's just how the fucking world works, right? Well, the cop comes over, police says Miles was uncooperative, and they ended up arresting and booking him for public intoxication. Late Monday, he simply said, I blame Shore Club, insinuating the bartenders could have cut him off. No, Miles Sugar, we're going to say this one more time. So, Sugar, there's a thing called personal accountability. Like, you need to have something. Like, you're responsible for yourself. Nobody else is responsible for you. So, if you're at a busy bar, and then you're trying to be a drunken jackass, I'm guaranteeing what you did, you pulled it together, used your little star power, put your ugly ass mug up there. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. He looks like straight up fug. He motherfucker fell down the ugly tree, didn't miss a limb, hit ground and dug for roots. That's how ugly this motherfucker is. I don't care if he's got a good body. That face, I just can't. Sometimes, you know what, you go like, I decline. It's like Ryan Gosling. He might have a beautiful body too. His eyes sit on top of each other. That means he's got psycho killer tendencies. I ain't touching that. No. Yours, ladies. Take it. I'm just saying it's all. But Miles then also called out TMZ saying he was not arrested, but rather detained. Again, it's like I was not arrested. I was detained. Bullshit. Despite the cops telling us that he was not only arrested and booked, but they took his mugshot, which I saw on the TMZ with my own eyes. So, yes, you don't get your mugshot took if they just detain you standing there. That was an official mugshot. You got arrested for being a drunk. It happens to the best of us. I can't say it's happened to me, but I ain't gonna say it ain't happened to me. Sometimes I like to party. It's a good time. That's why Lyft and Uber. I don't take Uber anymore because I think they're evil. They're like up there with Walmart evil. I can't. But I like a Lyft. So don't tell me anything bad about Lyft. I need my Lyft because that gets me to places so that I don't have to put a car in this situation and possibly get myself thrown into the Hoot Scout. Okay? Because we don't need that. I'm too old for that shit. I ain't got no time nor patience for that. I can't be going to no damn drunk driving classes no more. The fucking shit is bore. A ring, and they're fucking strict about it, and people in there crazy. People are crazy. You might run into psycho killers in there. I mean literal psycho killers. Ask me how I know. Because that happens. That's why. I'm just saying it's all right, whatever. I'm digressing because I'm stalling because I'm looking for my next story. What were we going to talk about? Oh. Where is the story about this? Because, you know, I was harping a lot on this back when I actually was doing the program before, but I'm back. Don't be fronting. I'm back. Sometimes things happen. The world just things happen, right? But there's this family that got thrown off of, like, I am all for people fighting back against the airline because I think they have sucked all the joy out of flying in an airplane somewhere. It used to be kind of fun. You got peanuts. They bring you drinks, bring you a little meal thing that you could eat while you were flying. It wasn't really that good, but at least it entertained you for a good, like, 30 minutes, right? I don't know what this is, but this stupid iPad now comes up with this shit where it thinks that it wants to fucking give me some fucking goddamn fucking $100 gift card on shit. It just changes my website. Like, I don't know what the fuck these websites I go to, but it's like the New York Post. I'm going to the New York Post and it's sending me to some random fucking, get your fucking Walmart gift card. Well, I don't want Walmart gift card. I don't like Walmart. Walmart's evil. Plus, also, I am answering a million questions to get some fake ass things. You can just pull information out of me and I ain't going to get no goddamn, I'm smarter than y'all. I just wanted to go away. Stop. No mas, right? But it says right here, and the headline of this, I'm going to tell y'all straight off the bat right here, is Miss Mother Trucking Leading. Because when you get to the end of this, you realize these are just horrible people. And that's what I was about. That's what I was saying before I got rudely interrupted by a fucking website fucking overtake. But what I'm saying is, I am all for kicking it to the fucking wet airlines, right? Airlines can kiss my mother trucking ass. No more joy, unless it's international. International ones aren't that bad, because at least they give you free drinks, they feed you some stuff, all that shit. But this fucking domestic shit, I mean, I'm flying from one end of this country to the one end of the mother trucking continent to the other end of the continent is what I'm doing. And you can't give me some fucking raviolis and some fucking oversteamed vegetables and a cracker. I'm just saying, it's like, I don't get it. It's like, it can't be that fucking crazy expensive. I'm just saying it's all, right? It's too fucking much. But people have gone and lost their minds on airplanes. And people today have gone and got way too fucking self-entitled. Stop it. You are not entitled to one motherfucking thing in this world. Period. You are not entitled to nothing. 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 I don't give a fuck. And you know what? In that little fucking fun killer you're toting around, that little fucking shithead that you and your mate went and procreated and popped out and fucking forced on the rest of us to have to deal with their ill behavior and snot nose and nonsense 24/7. No, just because you got one of them little fun killers latched to you doesn't mean I gotta fucking do anything and fucking give you everything and make all kind of a fucking concessions for your bitch ass. Okay, that's just how the Hollywood hick feels. I mean, have your fucking children. It's fine. I love children. I know it doesn't sound like it right now, but I do. I love other people's children, fun ones that I can play with and then give back. I don't want no kids. I don't got no pets. There's reasons I don't have these things. I have a hard enough time taking care of this. If you listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth, you would probably undergo, yep, you're thinking to yourself, like, yep, that dude's got his hands full with just what he's toting around every day anyway. Just saying is all. Right, but it says here, family talks from JetBlue flight after toddler kicked seat over here on the New York Post. It says, a furious Brooklyn couple says JetBlue booted them and their three kids off a flight after their one-year-old kicked the seat in front of her, but the airline says they were grounded for flying off the handle. See, that's what it is. So, like, basically, somebody took issue with your little fucking fun killer kicking the seat behind them, was like, yo, stop that shit. And then you, becoming the self-entitled see you next Tuesday that you are, start pitching a big old high holy fit because you feel like you should get some sort of special treatment on account of you got this fun killer for whatever reason. I don't understand, but that's how it goes. So you get all ornery and then you start crying foul when it don't go your way because you are being a straight up stone cold bitch ass bitch, you and your whole family, right? But somebody named Mandy Ifra, 35, tearfully told the Post on Wednesday how she, her husband, Tamir Renan, 37, and their young daughters were buckled up for takeoff June 21st in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, for their flight back to the Big Apple after attending a wedding. Now, this is a quote from this bitch, right? It was 8:30 and the flight was already 40 minutes delayed. The kids were cranky. My baby was sitting on my lap. The distraught mom recalled of her East 70th Street home in Bergen, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So basically, she's like, she got these fucking kids. She didn't bring any shit for them. She didn't do anything. She's just sitting there thinking that the world's supposed to cater to her ass. And then fucking that's not the way it works. Like, also, you need to put the fear of God in these little fun killers so that they know that if they fucking misbehave on an airplane, there is hell to pay on the flip side of this. You might not see it on this airplane because there's people around. But when I get your ass home, shit's going to be fucking straightened out. Kids got to have something to be afraid of. I'm just saying. She goes on and says, she's about to have a bottle and kick the lady in front of us. The lady huffed and puffed. She got up. You should hold your baby's feet. But whatever. I don't believe this part. But she said, the woman's like, she's a baby. What would you do like me to do? I'm sorry. I'm having the best to control the situation right now. You know what you do also? You don't go flying with fucking babies. Why does everybody think their babies got to go everywhere? That's what grandma and grandpa are for. Leave the baby at fucking home. The baby ain't going to remember a goddamn minute of it. Pump your titty, leave some milk for the damn baby, and go have a fucking good time for a fucking change and fucking just quit with the helicopter bullshit. I'm just saying. Then apparently the fuming flyer moved to an empty adjacent seat and like she thought it was over. A JetBlue supervisor came aboard, heard on the cell phone video telling the family to get off the aircraft without offering an explanation. She's basically saying he wouldn't give me an answer. But wait a minute. Basically, what had happened was the customers refused repeated requests and our crew members deplaned the entire aircraft. Law enforcement escorted the family. So basically, they're like, you got to get off. For whatever reason, if they tell you to get the fuck off, you got to get the fuck off. Then they wouldn't get off. So everybody had to get off the plane, and then these people got off the plane. That's the kind of fit they pitched. Where's the fucking part from JetBlue? Oh, this is it. I went too fucking far, right? Basically, she's saying they wouldn't give her an answer. But basically what they're saying is you're already being losing your mind on the airplane. We don't let people do that anymore if you have been paying attention to the news. But basically what happened was the aircraft door was reopened and the airport's team politely asked the customers to step off to discuss the situation. The customers refused repeated requests and the crew members deplaned the entire plane. Like I just said, I skipped that whole part. I did that shittily. But what I'm saying is like, yeah, they were like, dude, you got to get off because it's almost happened to me one time. I think I've told y'all about it on here before. The fucking flight attendant was a rude ass bitch to me. Everybody around me who saw it agreed with me. They were like, oh my God, that was really fucking uncalled for. So when she passed by me, I stopped her and I said, hey, you know what? That really wasn't very nice. I think you owe me an apology. She lost her fucking mind because I said that. Went and got some fucking uppity ass homo of a flight attendant, came over, did that squat down in front of me thing where he's sitting there trying to tell me how, like, basically, if I don't, like, let this go right now, they were going to fucking keep this, basically, what is the word? Basically, they were going to basically just, like, not go anywhere. Like, I was going to keep the plane from going anywhere because I told this woman that she was rude and owed me an apology. And then people around me were backing me up, and he still did not give two fucks. And at that point, I was like, I want to get home. I don't fucking care about this enough. So I was like, you know what? I'll let it go. I will deal with this in Los Angeles. And guess what happened? Motherfucker got his gay ass up and pranced away, and I cut him fucking stink eye through the whole fucking thing, and I made sure to order Diet Coke because I know they hate fucking pouring Diet Coke because it fizzes all the time on a fucking airplane. So I ordered like 5 motherfucking Diet Cokes from that motherfucker because he can't say shit about that. Ha! Petty, but I don't give a fuck, right? But whatever. I hate these people. This is another thing. It's like self-entitled bullshit. Like, no, you don't get all kind of special treatment. Like, no, people pay for their seat too. If you can't control your children, then you got to fucking stay home. I'm sorry. That's just how the fucking world works. I'm sorry. Just how it works. Move closer to grandma. Stay there if you like. No. Fucking no. Give the kid a Benadryl. Something. All right. I'm going to move on because I'm probably sounding like a horrible person, but I don't care. I don't fucking give two shits. Ooh, I wanted to talk about the Bachelor in Paradise sex scandal. Ain't no time for that. Ooh, ooh, ooh. How much time I got? I got a little bit of time here left on the program here on the Hollywood Hick. We're going to talk about this. Oh, I got to find this. I fucking love this story. I love this story, love this story, love this story. Because you know what? Poor thing was just trying to have fun. Poor thing was just trying to have fun. Again, we're over here on the New York Post, right? But it says right here, underage party girl endures ultimate walk of shame. I've had a few of those myself. Actually, more than a few. I've had a lot of those. Whatever. We're not talking about me right now. We're talking about this chick, right? But it says over here on the New York Post, this was the ultimate walk of shame. An underage New Jersey party girl discovered that sleeping it off isn't always the answer after drunkenly passing out in the bathroom of a Lower East Side bar and waking up Friday morning to find herself alone and locked inside the night spot. Yeah, and girl is all dressed up too. She's in her, like, I got a picture over here with the popo, and she's like in a white dress with like just like looking all cute and fly. Like she was out working it. She was fucking having a good time. But apparently, Therese Hippolito, I'm not Therese, we're going to call her Therese, of Flemington, could be heard shouting from behind the roll-down gate at Boss Tweed's on Essex and Delancey Streets on Essex Street before a cop set her free at around 9:20. So she was locked in there until 9:20 in the morning, right? Because people leave the bar. They don't come back to the bar till like afternoon. Bar is closed, right? She was a little upset. She woke up and she was in the bathroom. She passed the fuck out. She got Cootie Brown drunk. She was out there having a good time with her girls. And what kind of girlfriends? I hope she did not go with a group of girlfriends who just left her ass there. Because what kind of girlfriend would just leave her friend pass the fuck out in the bathroom? Like if you don't have everybody you came with, like I always like, whatever. Some people would go home with people, whatever. I ain't one to judge. Dolly says, if you're judging, you're already sinning. So I assess. It's a very, very marked difference, right? But my friends would go home with people, but I would be like, okay, be careful, but I know they were leaving, right? And I was like, uh-oh, they're with that shady one. I got to make sure I keep a track of them and text them later or something, right? But no, not these people. Let fucking Therese just be passed the fuck out up in the bathroom. Apparently says the reveler had been tossing back drinks with a gal pal. Like, girls, you got to look out for... You got to look out for each other. There's fucking shit falling behind me and it scared the fuck out of me. Oh, back to my story. The reveler had been tossing back drinks with a gal pal when she nodded off on the floor of the bar's restrooms. Oh, she fell asleep on a dirty-ass bar bathroom floor, too. But also the workers. How do the worker people, do they not go clean the bathroom at night or something? They must come. I don't know. Whatever. They don't nobody do shit before 9:20 in the morning. That's what this says, right? They closed up at 4 a.m., and she was, like, still passed the fuck out. She woke up a few hours later, freaked out, and called 911 at 7:55 in the morning. Officers sawed through a lock on the bar's graffiti tag gate to let her out. Once free, she was still in her white party dress from the night before. She shuffled into a cab and headed uptown. Bartenders had failed to check the bathroom before closing up, the cops said. The bar may now be, oh, now the bar's in trouble because she was underage. And they're like, y'all let a fucking underage girl, she was 20, she ain't hit one yet, and she's passed the fuck out in your bathroom, you didn't even notice, now y'all in trouble. But poor Therese, poor thing, she was traumatized. I hope she doesn't like give up partying, because partying is fun. I've been doing it for a long time. I might have started my partying a little bit early, like Therese too, but you know what, sometimes when there ain't nothing else to do, what do? You drink a drop of Bartles and James, have yourself a wine cooler. I'm just saying is all. All right, well, ooh, we're getting close to the end here. Like, y'all, I got so much more to talk about. I'm gonna do another one of these here real soon, but let's leave here on something funny, because there was one of these. Where is it? Okay, here we go. We can thank our lovely friends down in Florida for this one again. Florida, I swanny. But if this don't make you feel better about yourself, I don't know what will. Because when I read this the other day, I was like, oh, my mother trucking, sweet dolly, these people are stupid. But says right here on the Daily Mail, Florida couple carrying a switched on propane grill in their car blow up the SUV when wife lit up a cigarette. Now, you just heard that right, coming out of the mouth of the Hollywood hick right here on the Crab Diving Network. Says a couple had blown up their SUV in the middle of the road by lighting a cigarette while transporting a propane grill that was switched on. Nobody was killed. I don't know how. But in the incident that occurred about 3:30 on Sunday in Orlando, Florida, left a red Kia Sorento on the side of the road with its roof blown partially off. Police say a husband and wife were driving the Kia, which had a propane grill inside that had the gas valve switched on. The wife, I hope this wife got a talking to when she got home, but the wife lit a cigarette as the car was driving near the entrance of the Central Florida Fairgrounds, resulting in an explosion that blew out the windows of the car and peeled open the roof of the car. Peeled open the roof, mother truckers. Did you hear what I said? Peeled open the roof. The car traveled off the road and crashed into a pole. Go figure. And yeah, if my car blew up because my lady done lit a cigarette while I had the propane grill going in the back, I probably would have run into a pole too. They suffered burns that were not life-threatening and were transported to the hospital, and no more information is immediately available. But that shit is fucking hysterical. See, look, they lived so I can laugh, right? But because that thing just goes poof. So they probably, I bet they ain't got no hair. It probably singed all their hair off. They probably look funny as fuck. Like, they got hair wherever their clothes were, maybe, but like, they probably ain't got no hair left on them. No eyebrows, no eyelashes, no, like, you know what people look like with no eyebrows? I used to work with this dude who lost a bet, had to shave his eyebrows off, and let me tell you, it was not cute. It was not cute. So I hope y'all feeling better about yourself, that you ain't these dumbasses that done went and blowed you up your goddamn Kia SUV while you lit a cigarette with the propane grill going in the back. And how do you not smell that? Like, that gas smell is so obvious. Some people are just stupid. I don't know why I even asked that question. It's Florida, and people are stupid. That's what it is. And that right there, y'all, that about does it for me here on the Hollywood Hick today. I'm going to do another one of these real soon on account of I got lots to say. I got 2 months to make up for. Again, apologies on that kind of a hiatus there. But sometimes shit just happens in this world. And fuck you, AT&T, because it's partially your fault, because 2.5 weeks of that was no internet, or at least I need somebody to blame. That's what we're doing these days in the world, right? So why not me? The Hollywood Hick's going to jump on board too. But you've been listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. This here's the Hollywood Hick. Follow me on the Twitters at the H Wood Hick and on the Facebook page. good Lord, right at the end, just fuck it all up. Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And oh, by the way, too, you can still find me here on the 7th, meaning 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening, every day here on the Crab Diving Network, and at midnight sometimes, too. Those are usually older ones, but I guess I'm going to have to make some more up so we can have an older one to put on there. But we're working on it. We're working on it. All right, y'all. Everybody be good. Stay out of trouble, and don't go and blow up your goddamn Kia SUV with a cigarette with a propane grill in the back. Leave that for dumbasses in Florida. I'll talk to you soon. Doodle-lamb, doodle-lamb, do, mother truckers. Bye-bye.
Wow. I know this song don't mean a thing. Just do that plain old Charleston swing. When you sing, toot-a-lam, toot-a-lam.